Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the ease? Showing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Steve Martin, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. ProfitPro.us is his website. I encourage you to check it out. You'll find a lot of things there. He's also an amazing, exceptionally busy SCORE volunteer. Steve, I admire you and proud of you for the giving back that you do to small business owners that you do through SCORE, and so good for you on that.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's really a delight.
So we're talking about opportunity.
Yes.
And we were talking about different ways, don't fall in love with your business. You know, the opportunity you're talking about is not so much, you're walking around with a job you don't like and you're looking for an opportunity. This is, you're talking about people who are already in business, either taking advantage of an opportunity that could expand their business or cleaning up the rust of their business and realizing that the way they've been doing business is not going to take them to the finish line. They got to find a new opportunity.
Absolutely, and those opportunities are all around us. I have a meeting with a SCORE client this weekend, as a matter of fact. He took me to a location where major construction was going on and showed all the work that he was doing and put the context in, and he said, I'm actually a subcontractor to one of my competitors. And I looked at him and I said, what do you mean? He said, well, this competitor of mine does this, this, and this, but you know what? I do this other thing so much better that we had a conversation and he brought me in and I'm doing this work. And you know what? I think that this is going to be a really good future relationship.
Right.
And you talk about opening a door to opportunity. In this case, what came about was that competitors had a great conversation to see where their business focus should be, could be, and worked out an arrangement where they're going to be working together.
All because he, number one, was opened his eyes, and he wasn't afraid of the possibilities. He made himself available to the possibilities. I think that's a really important thing to say to yourself, Steve, when you're thinking about when you're really willing to take the next step, you're willing to make yourself available to the possibilities. What do you think?
I think that's the key, Jim, to really literally opening that door to the opportunity. But wouldn't you agree that that's a challenge for most of us most
well,
of the time?
But see, I don't think it's as big. This is kind of something I've been talking about for a long time. See, it's a term people, somebody coined 15 years ago called co-opetition, I see this among construction contractors. You see it quite often in the construction industry. And, I think that person is a survivor, is what I think.
So if we look at the construction industry where people do cooperate and collaborate on jobs to get them done, is there an opportunity for people who are not in the construction industry perhaps to wake up and learn from that model?
I think that's where you have to say to yourself, and folks, those weren't just words that I threw out there. Write this down. Am I making myself available to the possibilities? This is what happens when you get behind a paradigm, Steve, and you get hung up, is you refuse to make yourself available to even consider something.
Yep, I agree. It's not in your language, so you don't even consider it at all.
Well, just think about the Swiss, right? A quartz watch. How could we possibly think about selling a watch that doesn't have to be wound? That's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, and I wonder how many of the watches these days are electronically controlled.
Probably 95% of them are.
Yeah.
So the thing is is if you become hidebound, right, opportunity is going to pass you right by.
Yeah. Because you're not even aware that it's out there.
Mm-hmm. You need to. You cannot fall in love with what you do, especially in the 21st century, can you?
I think that's so true, Jim.
You cannot. Hey, Steve, good job today. Well done. Thanks for helping us understand the world of opportunities. And come back soon.
Will do. Thank you very much, Jim.
ProfitPro.us, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to go by and see what Steve's got to offer there. And he's a great one. I don't know what we do without him around here. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.